ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد And to continue with Al-Usul al-Thalatha, the three fundamental principles of Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, with the explanation of Shaykh Saleh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, then last time, and we, of course we're on the third and last of the three fundamental principles, and last time we had a section that was entitled the concluding section, Iman in the Resurrection. And that continues in the section here on what occurs on page 282 of the Lebanese print, page 219 of the Egyptian print, which is given a separate subheading here, Al-Hisabu wal-Mizan, the reckoning and the balance. So then follows the text, the saying of Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, رحمه الله وبعد البعث محاسبون ومجزون بأعمالهم والدليل قوله تعالى ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ليجزي الذين أساءوا بما عملوا ويجزي الذين أحسنوا بالحسنى الآية من سورة النجم. He's saying, and after the resurrection, the people will be brought to account. ومجزون, and they will be recompensed. And in all the other prints, for those who are memorizing the wording, or already memorized, then in all the other texts of this book, then it's majziyun, wa majziyun bi a'malihim, and the meaning being one and the same. So after the resurrection, they will be brought to account, and they will be recompensed for their deeds. And the proof is his saying, He the Most High. And of course the ayah from Surah Al-Najm, the 53rd surah, ayah 31. And again there's a slight addition here, which is in some of the manuscripts and not in others. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ The explanation, and to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. This part of the ayah is in some manuscripts and not in other manuscripts. And the continuation, which is in all of the manuscripts, ليجزي الذين أساءوا بما عملوا ويجزي الذين أحسنوا بالحسنى that he may recompense those who did evil for what they did, and that he may reward those who did good with the best reward of paradise. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said in explanation, from the actions that will occur on the day of resurrection is al-hisab, the reckoning, and al-mizan, the balance. Al-hisab, the reckoning, has the meaning of munaqasha, the interrogation of the people of sins. So the Muslims will be in three categories on the day of resurrection. And he mentions the three categories of the Muslims with regard to the hisab, the reckoning. He said the first category from them, this being the Muslims, on the day of resurrection, with regard to the hisab, the reckoning. So he said the first category from them are those who have no hisab, they will have no reckoning, and will enter paradise without any reckoning and without any punishment. Just as occurs in the hadith of the 70,000 who will enter paradise without any reckoning and without any punishment. In a footnote, they mention, reported by Al-Bukhari as hadith 5705 and by Muslim as hadith 218 from a hadith of Imran ibn al-Husayn radiallahu anhu. The famous hadith of the 70,000. Then he said, the second category of the people are those who will be given hisaban yasiran, a light reckoning, a light or an easy reckoning. And he explains that. And it is al-arḍ. It is mere presentation of the record. The record is merely presented to him. He is not reckoned with the reckoning of interrogation, but rather he will be reckoned such that the record is just presented to him. And this person also is one of the su'ada, one of the people of bliss, the fortunate people, successful people, the people of bliss. He the Most High said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفِ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Surah Al-Inshiqaq, the 84th surah, ayahs 7 to 9. With the explanation, as for the one who is given his record of deeds in his right hand, then he will soon receive a light reckoning, and he will return to his family joyful. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan mentions the third category. He said the third category, those who will receive a reckoning involving interrogation, and this person is in great danger because of his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, man nuqish al hisab udhib, whoever has his record closely examined will be punished. Whoever is interrogated with regard to his record, it's closely examined for him and is questioned about it carefully, then he will be punished. In a footnote, they mention this hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari, this hadith 103, and by Muslim, this hadith 2876, as a hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan moves on, so having mentioned how the Muslims will be in these three categories with regard to the reckoning, he moves on to mention the disbelievers. He said, as for the disbelievers, then the scholars disagree with regard to them. Will they receive a reckoning, a hisab, or will they not be, or will they not receive a reckoning? So from the scholars are those who say that the disbelievers will not receive a reckoning because they do not have any good deeds. Rather, they will be taken straight to the fire because they have no good deeds. And from the scholars are those who say they will receive a reckoning, a hisab of taqriya, a reckoning of confession, meaning of their deeds, their disbelief and their apostasy. Then they will be taken to the fire. So Shaykh al-Fawzan is pointing out that the scholars have differed with regard to the disbelievers, will they receive a reckoning or not? And those who say they will receive a reckoning mean they just have to acknowledge and confess to their evil deeds and their disbelief and apostasy. They will not have any good deeds to look into, but they'll be made to confess to their evil deeds, their disbelief, and their apostasy. And some of the scholars say, no, there is no reckoning, they'll just be taken straight to the fire. They have no good deeds to look into, they'll be just taken straight to the fire. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan moves on to the second point, al-mizan, the balance. He said, and al-mizan, the balance, It means the apparatus upon which the deeds of the people will be weighed. The good deeds will be placed on one scale, and the evil deeds on one scale. He, the Most High, said, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Surah Al-Mu'minun, the 23rd surah, ayahs 102 to 103. With the explanation, so whoever's balance of good deeds is heavy, then they will be the successful ones. And whoever's balance of good deeds is light, then they are the ones who have caused their own souls to be in loss. Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, so if the evil deeds outweigh, then the person will lose. And if the good deeds outweigh, then the person will succeed. He said, this balance, this mizan, this balance is a balance for the deeds. And likewise, the person who is given his record in his right hand, then his reckoning will be easy. And whoever is given his record in his left hand, then his reckoning will be difficult. And he will see the terrors and the huge dangers. And he will go on from one danger to the next in the different stages of the resurrection and the reckoning and the gathering. These are terrifying matters if we reflect upon them. Then comes the continuation of the main text, the saying of Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah, وَمَنْ كَذَّبَ بِالْبَعْثِ كَفَرْ وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى زَعْمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّنْ يُبْعَثُوا قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنَّ ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأَنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Surah Al-Taghabun, the 64th surah, ayah 7. Saying Shaykh al-Islam, and whoever denies the resurrection is a disbeliever. And the proof is his saying, He the Most High, and he quotes the ayah from Surah Al-Taghabun, the 64th surah, ayah 7, with the explanation. Those who disbelieve claim that they will not be resurrected. Say, yes, by my Lord, you will certainly be resurrected. Then you will certainly be informed of that which you did. And that is easy for Allah. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, he's saying, مَنْ كَذَّبَ بِالْبَعْثِ كَفَرَ. Whoever denies the resurrection is a disbeliever. He said, because he has denied a pillar from the pillars of Iman, and because he is denying Allah, he's putting the lie to Allah and to his messenger and to his book. Because Allah, the Majestic and Most High, informed about the resurrection. So just repeat the last sentence there. He said that he is a disbeliever because he has denied a pillar from the pillars of Iman, of true faith, and because he is denying Allah and his messengers and his books. He said, because Allah, the Majestic and Most High, informed about the resurrection, and the messengers informed about the resurrection, and the books informed about the resurrection. So whoever denies it, then he is a disbeliever, a kafir. And the proof is his saying, He the Most High, the ayah of the main text, and Shaykh al-Fawzan breaks it down and explains it. He said, زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The explanation, those who disbelieved, they falsely claim. Sheikh Razan said, زَعَم means al-kadhib, means a lie, false claim, a lie. أَلَّنْ يُبْعَثُوا. The explanation, that they will not be resurrected, they will never be resurrected. Sheikh Razan said, so the ayah proves that denying the resurrection is kufr, is disbelief. They say there is no resurrection after death. The people of shirk and the worshippers of idols in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they used to dispute about the resurrection. And Shaykh Bazan quotes some ayahs to prove this. أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِذَامًا نَخِيرًا قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذَا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرًا. Surah Al-Nazi'at, 79th Surah, Ayahs 11 to 12, with the explanation that they said, how can that occur when we have become crumbled bones? They said, that would be a return resulting in loss. Shaykh Fawzan said, and they said, it goes further ayah, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Surah Yasin, 36th Surah, Ayah 78, with the explanation that they said, who can give life to the bones when they have crumbled to dust? When they have become crumbled dust. Shaykh Fawzan said, and from their disputing was, he quotes two further ayahs, أَيَعِدُكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِتْتُمْ وَكُنْتُمْ تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَنَّكُمْ مُخْرَجُونَ هَيْهَاتَ هَيْهَاتَ لِمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. Surah Al-Mu'minun, the 23rd Surah, Ayahs 35 to 36, with the explanation that they said, does he promise you, this is in the context of the Prophet Salih, when he called his people to the truth and told them about the resurrection, that the disbelievers responded with this, does he promise you that when you have become dust and bones, that then you'll be brought out anew from your graves? How far-fetched is what you are being promised? Shaykh al-Razan said, to the rest of the sayings of the disbelievers from the previous nations and from the people of shirk in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. So whoever denies the resurrection, then he will be along with those disbelievers. And he said, no one denies the resurrection except for a kafir, except for a disbeliever. And Allah the Majestic and Most High has commanded His Prophet ﷺ to swear an oath by Him upon the resurrection. He said, قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي. In the ayah from Surah At-Taghabun, the main text, ayah 7, قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي. With the explanation, say, yes, by my Lord. Shaykh said, this is a qasam, this is an oath. لَتُبْعَثُنَّ ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ. The explanation, you will certainly be resurrected. Then you will certainly be informed of that which you did. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this ayah is one of the three ayahs where Allah commanded His Prophet to swear an oath upon the resurrection. And then Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes these three ayahs. The three ayahs where the Prophet ﷺ swore an oath, is commanded to swear an oath upon the truth of the resurrection occurring. So he said, the first ayah is in Surah Yunus, which is the 10th surah. وَيَسْتَنْبِعُونَكَ أَحَقٌ هُوْ قُلْ إِي وَرَبِّي إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ Surah Yunus, 10th surah, ayah 53, with the explanation, and they question you, is it true? Say, yes, by my Lord, it is indeed true. And you cannot render Allah incapable. And Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes the second ayah. He said the second is in Surah Saba, which is the 34th surah. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَأْتِينَ السَّاعَةِ قُلْ بَلَا وَرَبِّي لَتَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْهُ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا أَصْغَرُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرُ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ Surah Saba, 34th Surah, Ayahs 3 to 4. With the explanation, and those who disbelieve say, the hour will not come upon us. Say, yes, by my Lord, the knower of the hidden and the unseen, it shall certainly come upon you. Not even the amount of the tiniest ant in the heavens or the earth escapes him. Nor anything smaller, nor anything greater, except that it is confirmed in a clear book, in order that he should reward those who believe and do righteous deeds. For them there will be forgiveness and generous provision. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so Allah commanded his Prophet to swear by him upon the resurrection and upon the establishment of the hour. And the third ayah, he said, is that which is with us from Surah Taghabun, in the ayah from the main text, the 64th surah, ayah 7. زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن لَن يُبْعَثُوا قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنَّ ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ With explanation, those who disbelieve claim that they will not be resurrected. Say, yes, by my Lord, you will certainly be resurrected. Then you will certainly be informed of whatever you did. And that is easy for Allah. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so the wisdom, the hikmah, the wisdom behind the resurrection is recompensing the servants for their deeds. And he's saying he the Most High, لَتُنَبَّعُنَّ means you will be informed, so that you will be informed of your deeds and recompensed for them. الْإِيمَانُ بِالرُّسُلِ Iman, true faith in the messengers. And the part of the main text, وَأَرْسَلَ اللَّهُ جَمِيعَ الرُّسُلِ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ لِئَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا الآية من سورة النساء. He said, and Allah sent all of the messengers as bringers of glad tidings and as warners. And the proof is His saying, He the Most High. And He quotes the ayah from Surah Nisa, the 4th surah, ayah 165. With the explanation, messengers sent as bringers of glad tidings and as warners, so that the people should have no excuse with Allah after the sending of the messengers. And Allah is ever Almighty, All Wise. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, Iman, true faith in the messengers, is one of the six pillars of Iman, the six pillars of true faith. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Al-Imanu an tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. He said, Iman is that you truly believe in Allah and in His angels and in His books and in His messengers, to the end of the hadith. In a footnote they mentioned this has already preceded, and of course this is a part of the famous hadith of Jibreel, where Jibreel came and asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to inform him about Islam and Iman and Ihsan and about the signs of the hour. Hadith reported by Al-Bukhari as hadith number 50, and Muslim as hadith number 8 and 9 and 10, reported as a hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu, and as a hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, so Iman, having Iman in the messengers, is one of the pillars of Iman. So it is essential to have Iman in all of the messengers, from the first of them to the last of them. So whoever denies a single messenger, then he is a kafir, a disbeliever in all of them. Just as He, the Most High, said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا وأعتدنا للكافرين عذاب وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا. سورة النساء, the fourth surah, verses 150 to 151, with the explanation, those who disbelieve in Allah and in His messengers want to make a distinction between believing in Allah and in His messengers. And they say, we believe in some of them and we disbelieve in some. And they want to take a path in between that. They are the disbelievers in truth, and we have prepared a humiliating punishment for the disbelievers. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so there must be Iman, true faith, in all of the messengers, from the first of them to the last of them. Those whom Allah has named from them, those of them whom Allah has named in His book, and those He has not named. For the messengers are many, and therefore there occurs in the hadith that they number 124,000, 124,000 prophets, and the messengers from them, the rusul from them, were 315 altogether. In a footnote they mentioned the proof for this, this proof that gives the, this hadith that gives the number of the Anbiya, the prophets, as 124,000, and the number of the Rusul from them, the messengers from amongst them, as 315. The evidence they mention is this hadith reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, as a hadith of Abu Umama al-Bahili radiallahu anhu. And this report was declared sahih, authentic by Shaykh al-Albani in As-Sahiha number 2668. So Shaykh al-Albani straight away, he authenticated the wording that the Rusul are 315, but that his chain of narration is authentic, straight away authentic, and he mentioned them. As for the number of the Anbiya, the Prophets, being 124,000, then he mentioned that is also authentic because of different chains of narration. There is some weakness in the chain for that number there, but however there are enough chains of narration that together the hadith which mentions the Anbiya, Prophets being 124,000, that is also authentic. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan finished the section by saying, so there were many messengers. From them were those whom Allah named in His book, and from them were those He did not name. So it is obligatory upon us to have iman in all of them, from the first of them to the last of them. Alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.